Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Mainstream Marketing, the CCA Star Tournament, Boyd's One Stop, and the Belleville Meat Market. All right, let's look at weather down on the island this morning. 80 degrees, feels like 85, they say. And those winds they were calling for to come up today, they're kind of coming up this morning. It's a little breezy. Cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 83. Winds will be south-southeast 15 to 25. Wind gusts could occasionally pump up over 40 miles per hour today. We'll see. We hope that doesn't happen. But tonight, cloudy with a low of 78, south-southeast winds 15 to 25. And then for tomorrow, decreasing cloudiness and windy, highs of 84, south-southeast winds 20 to 30, more wind gusts over 40. I hope that's wrong. That's a lot of wind. Anyway, all right, getting to tides. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We're sitting on a low right now. We had a low occur at 1:59 a.m. It's an 0.0, and then we have a high at 11:49 a.m., a 1.5. Sunrise, 6:25 a.m., sunset, 8:06 p.m., moon phase, 77%. We're about three-quarters on decline after a full moon. So looking at current conditions offshore, the buoy out there showing a south-southeast wind at 18 to 20, and wave heights are showing 3 feet with a period of 6 seconds. Water temps 80 degrees at the buoy. And Galveston Channel, it's 80 degrees with 83-degree water, south wind at 7 to 14. Eagle Point's 84 with 83-degree water, south 17 to 21. And Morgan's Point, it's 79 degrees with 82-degree water, southeast at 9, gusting to 21. Barometric pressure is holding steady at about 29.83 inches. So there you have it. It's good luck with it. Find your protected shoreline. Go pop a wade. You'll catch them. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Let's go to the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area and see how he's doing. Good morning, Glenn. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Not too much, buddy. A little bit of wind.
Yeah.
Not bad. Well, we got 12 miles an hour southeast.
Well, that's the calmest wind on the coast.
Yeah. Well, from what you're saying right now, it's not going to stay that way. Holy moly.
No, it's pretty breezy up here up my way on the high ground here in Baytown. It's cranky.
Well, how'd y'all survive it? How'd the toplets of go-go go down there?
Man, I didn't even go anywhere near that place, buddy. I stayed in Chambers County. I heard there's already been like 200 arrests and 30 illegal firearms confiscated.
Holy.
Yeah, buddy. Let's bring it.
No, I didn't hear any of that, but we had a command post, Pearland Police Department, set up like a big old motorhome. It was a command post about two blocks down the road from me, and there was DPS, marshals, constables, you name it, sheriffs, every police department in the area down here. Well, was here. No, I heard the ambulance go by a couple of times and a couple of sirens, but that was it. It was kind of quiet.
That's at Surfside. What's going on down there this weekend?
they're coming through this way, I guarantee it, trying to get over to Galveston.
Oh, but really?
Okay. Anyway, it was pretty calm, and thank goodness. After I talked to you on Friday morning, I had two guys go with me, and one of them was from Colorado. He was a fly fisherman, so he had never done this type of fishing, what we were doing with the popping cork thing. And it just took a while. You know, it takes a while for some of them to get the timing down. And we were using these big old giant shrimp, and I said, look, what you want to do when that cork goes under, just kind of twiddle your thumbs for a little bit and just let that cork stand
there. Let that big old huge monster Galveston Bay trout suck that shrimp down, man.
They could not do it. I mean, there's just as soon as that cork go under, they'd yank it, they'd bring it back in that old shrimp would be tied in a knot or broken half or up, you know. Oh, man. They missed 900 fish, and they brought home four. I mean, I'm telling you, we had the bite was on, and it was an early bite again. The last couple of times I've been out, it was like that. The bite started around, well, we got out there right 6:30, I guess, 6:30, quarter to 7. And shoot, man, by 9:30, we were pretty good. And like I said, we called out 122-inch, did a CPR on it, beautiful trout, big old mouth on her. And these guys were really excited because they hadn't even ever caught a speckled trout. They were pond fishermen and lake fishermen and rainbow trout fishermen. So
yeah, stream fishermen.
We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun, and the bite was real good for about 2.5 hours, and just started slowing down. But
yeah,
got them four nice trout, and the redfish were all undersized. I mean, they were all little bitty boogaroos from 16 to 18 inches, and caught plenty of those. And several other small speckled trout. Mm-hmm. But anyway, using live shrimp, hop-o-matics, and once they seen, I'd make a cast for them, and I'd pop the cork, and it'd go under, and it's under, you know, like they're ready. And I said, "Well, no, watch this," and I'd hold my rod tip up and take up the slack until the rod started bowing down. Because I was explaining to them about the stretch and the monofilament compared to the one with the braid. We had different rods on the boat, and how that braid would rip the lips off of, and rip the face off of a trout. If you get two rum boats, what they do with it, they'd get the fish to right to the side of the boat and just lift him straight up out of the water. But before I could even get to the net and get it, he already lost two good ones at the boat. So it's just learning. It was a learning experience. I can't wait to get out and do it again. And we'll just have to see. Oh man, oh man. The water was right around 80 degrees and dirty as heck. Before we came back, we found some clean water, but it was too late. That bite was over. I mean, it happened so early. But nothing of no size, 16 to 18 inches, and plenty of action, of action. The shrimp, we had probably a quarter of them were little mediums to small, maybe half a quart of them. And then all I brought them was a quart and a half of bait, and that was plenty.
That's what Dave was saying at Boyd's the other morning, Friday morning. He was saying it's a good mix, you know, from large down to small, mediums, just a good mix of bait, different sizes.
That's what you want to do. When you're slinging them under a popping cork, man, those big ones don't go through the air very good. I mean, you'll get 10 to 20 feet less of a cast with those big old son of a guns that catch all that air. Opposed to the smaller and the medium sized ones, man, you can hum that baby. We used this 4 ounce cork, four inch cork with a 3/4 inch weight underneath it, and it's big old beads on it and rattling son of a gun. I kept telling them, man, if you're going to get your money's worth out of that popping cork, you're going to have to work it, man. Just work it, because they would just sit there and watch it. And sit there and watch it, and I'd go pop that cork, man.
Well, at least they were watching it. A lot of people don't even watch their cork.
No, they did that too. They looked off
plenty out there, and just man, fishing with baits hard, you know, for people that had never fished with it before, and you know, you got to pay attention. You got to stay in touch. Keep your slack out, and
pop.
And then if they don't, you know, if they're non-watchers and all that, and unfocused, then you get the ones you sling it all the way out there for them, make a good cast, and by the time you get somebody baited up throwing theirs out, they've already reeled theirs in. They won't let it sit.
Yeah,
they just reel it in.
It can get pandemonium out there, man. A week ago, I had those four guys in the boat, and oh my goodness, talking about trying to squeeze through and excuse me and get around, and I got to get to the front, get the net up there and this and that. And you know what I mean? I don't mind some guys when they're all learn. I mean, they all work together and they're buddies and they can all do it. Some people just click, click, click. And then you can get two people on the boat and it seems like you got 15 people on the boat. Some of them not very mobile or agile or whatever, or moving around, bless their hearts. They don't get that much practice. But these guys were really surprised from the first cast I threw it out there. Never even had to pop it, man. They were biting. That cork would go under. And it was all trout, too. Or a couple of undersized red, but all nice-sized trout, man. So we can't complain. Can't complain at all on that one. And I don't have anything going on. Oh, yeah, I do, too. Boy, I got a busy week starting Thursday. I'm booked Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So we'll see how that goes with the weather.
Yeah.
I know it's getting plenty warm early, and that's what I'm trying to do, is get out there and beat the heat. We were back here before 11 o'clock the other day, and standing in the shade, cleaning the fish and cooling off and drinking a cool bottle of water or something. But, man, the humidity out there right now, we got 92% humidity.
Yeah, it's kind of drippy.
It's kind of moisty out there right now, really.
Yeah, and the hot weather hadn't even got here yet. I mean,
I know.
It's just a little sampling of what's coming. At least it's cooler. You know, it's a lot hotter on high ground right now than it is on the coast. Those cooler water temperatures are keeping it pleasant somewhat.
They said down by the valley, they already had triple digits.
Oh, yeah.
They already had it over 100 degrees.
Boy, it gets hot down there.
Man, oh, man.
South Texas is a good place to go in the winter, but I wouldn't want to spend a summer down there.
Too hot.
Yeah.
Too hot. Everybody. Oh, boy, those sandhole potholes. Man, oh, man. Is that some fishing habitat or what? Everything from Corpus on south. You know what I mean?
It is.
Beautiful. We never get that real clear water. Sometimes we do. If southeast wind will blow a couple of weeks, we'll get that pretty water on the shore. But just hadn't happened yet. If it happens, it only lasts about a day or two, and then the wind comes from the south and just deteriorates everything. But that's about all I got for you, Captain.
Well, I guess that's enough. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get with you and give you a call, come fishing with you, Glenn. Give them a number so they can reach out to you, man.
Yes, sir. They can always reach me at 713-208-0683. Appreciate you, buddy, and y'all have a great day, Captain Mickey.
Will do. You take care, Glenn. Okay. See you, man. All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. So your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 418 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run over next door from Hammer there to Freeport and check in with Captain Jeff Naylor this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Jeff. How's it going?
What's going on, Captain Mickey? How are you doing this morning?
Well, I hate that you're not feeling good. We'll make We'll talk for a bit, and I'll let you do what you got to do, you know.
Yeah.
I got somebody else lined up I can talk to this morning also that I need to talk to, so we'll
awesome.
Go from there.
Awesome. Well, cool, man. Yeah,
what
so the...
What are you, seasick? Lack of sea time?
Yeah, definitely.
Man,
I got windburn for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's killing us here, you know. It is absolutely killing us. It kind of looked like there's going to be a decent window next week, but you know, it's steadily tapering off. So
don't count, you know, and if that they had that's right yet, buddy.
You better believe it. That's exactly how this works. But yeah, it's kind of a weird deal. You know, the current's ripping real hard in close to, and further out, there's a real strong current. So I think in that mid range, in the between 50 and maybe 70 miles in there, it kind of slacks off a little bit. But kind of same thing that happened last year. You know, we're right around the corner from June 1st. So we're about to kick off, and here we are. This current's just going to rip us. And if the wind doesn't kill us, the current will. So
right.
You just can't win right now.
But, well, maybe it's going to blow itself out by June, you know, when snapper season kicks off, everything will be just peachy.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that, though?
It sure would be nice. They got, you know, so NOAA released a finding this week about the sargassum being some of the biggest that they've ever seen headed our way. And I feel like this happened last year, too. But, you know, I'm not sure that I saw, me personally anyways, saw a huge number of
Wahi. Yeah, I didn't hear about a lot of like weed that last year, you know.
Yeah. And they kind of started out this year the same way, though. They said there was a bunch of sargassum headed our way. And I think it hit just before the season, really, the main chunk of it. But, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. It's certainly kind of stirring up to be a pretty good year, you know, as far as that's concerned. Of course, that brings a lot of life and bait and moves fish around a little bit. So we'll see how that plays out. The water temp's just about perfect. You know, obviously, with the exception of the wind and the currents, fish are biting like crazy. Commercial guys are smuggling them, telling me that some of the best fishing they've had in a while. So that's a big positive. I got to talk to Matt Smith this week, and Matt, the Smith and Sons charters here out of Freeport, just crushing it all year long. And he's going to come and talk with us in a couple of weeks, he says.
Oh, well,
so,
cool. Yeah, I saw that photo you sent me last week, man. They're wearing out them beautiful bottom fish, queen snapper and
loading.
All that. Man.
Oh, yeah. Loading up with them. Yeah, definitely. They're doing really well.
They're paying the price for it. It's they hadn't had many nice days to really go out there. I guess they're like money. If it don't have a name on it, they go.
He goes, they're eager. Well, you know, Matt and his wife bought that boat. You know, he's about like any of us, you know, basically invested everything they had in it, you know. So he used to be a captain for the Galveston party boats. And I'm not exactly sure which boat, the Big Buccaneer or one of those boats over there that he ran. You know, they decided to make that leap and get out and, you know, do it on their own. And of course, you know, when you step on the party boats, you know, that's a big step, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, all at once.
Oh, it's a huge risk to just jump into something like that. And it's people don't realize but nothing ever gained without risk. They're the ones that make
sure
it, the big risk.
100%.
They hit it big, man. Sometimes they don't, but most of the time they do. They put everything they got into it.
You better believe it. You know, and so he's still at that stage where he's they're eager to make money. You know, he said, man, I can puke when I get home.
Stay afloat.
Yeah.
Keep your head above water.
Well, I tell you, I mean, and I've been through that several times, and I don't miss it, you know. And you know, truth be told, like he was telling me this week too, he said, man, fishing has been great, but sometimes you get out there and it's like, why are we here? You know, this is not good. You know what
right.
I mean? And then of course you just become a nervous wreck, you know, till you get back. And then of course pictures and everything. I mean, those guys are just crushing it. Matt's a great captain, super nice guy. He's going to have a really good following. He's going to do really good. Freeport's a really good place for him. And, he's saying he's liking it. And, you know, if you guys you know, have a party or a group of, you know, more than 10 people, he takes out, I mean, I think he takes up to like 17 or 20, something like that. So, but yeah, he'll come and, probably sit with us in a couple of weeks, he said. So kind of interested to see how he goes, how that goes. I mean, but, yeah, man, otherwise it's like I said, it's that wind blowing your hair back. I ain't fishing. So, and that's exactly what it's been doing. So we're just steadily working on boats and, you know, just kind of sitting back and getting ready.
I got you. Had a text from a listener. You and Jeff were talking about the seaweed and the Sargasso Sea. Where is it? Well, actually, the Sargasso Sea, it has no land mass around it. It's only one, you know, with no boundaries, so to speak. It's, here it is. It's an area defined by its circling ocean currents, not the land boundaries. It's bounded by the Gulf Stream to the west, the North Atlantic Current to the north, the Canary Current to the east, and the North Equatorial Current to the south. And sounds like just a ball of current, and it sends a lot of seaweed our way, you know, with the other currents off the Gulf Stream and everything else, and the winds, and usually
it does.
You know, when you got a lot of seaweed, you got some good fishing.
You bet. I mean, that moves a lot of fish around. Of course, it moves a lot of the bait and stuff like that as well. But it brings a lot of nutrients to, you know, especially, you know, the Gulf of Mexico and, you know, just that grass and stuff. So it is, for the most part, good
along a beachfront in the summer. Sure. With calm and big mats of it out there for dolphin and ling and everything else, man. It's just it's structure, floating structure.
You bet. You bet. It's you know, tends to be a very good thing. So, you know, I read an article one time that basically that a lot of that sargassum, the majority of it comes from one place in the Atlantic, and like you just alluded to, some of the currents push it over this way, and
right,
it's kind of the, you know, historical path of it. But yeah, I mean, they say it's some of the biggest they've seen in history. So I don't know when we'll start seeing it, but it certainly is supposed to be, you know, a bunch of it. So.
Well, it'll get here. This wind keeps blowing like it is out of the south. It's coming.
No doubt. Yeah.
It'll be a mess. Oh, well.
Absolutely.
Well, I hate it. You're not feeling good this morning, Jeff. What do you got? Catch you a bug or?
Man, I don't know, man. We went and ate dinner last night with the neighbors, and maybe I ate something bad or something. I don't know, but
that's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. It's been kind of rough so far, but you know, it is what it is. We'll make it. It is what it is.
Well, at least you're not 100 miles out on a boat feeling like that.
Man, you ain't kidding.
That'd be a nightmare, wouldn't it?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, you ain't kidding. The you know, we've been doing that wheelchair ramp out there in Matagorda, you know, there's been a lot of boat traffic out there. I mean, it's been pretty steady.
Yeah.
And they say that the bites, you know, they're doing pretty good down there trout wise and stuff.
Yeah, fishing's been really good this year. Really come back around.
That's huge.
It is. Everybody deserves it. We've been through some up and down lean times here in the last few years, but we're back for now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to brag too much. I'm going to knock on wood and just let her rip.
That's right. Nothing more you can do.
No, there's not.
But, well,
everybody's just kind of waiting on the wind to lay and waiting on snapper season June 1st, buddy.
And it'll be here before you know it. You're right. I mean, it is just around the corner. So, you know, we were looking back on last year and we ended up going on vacation. It was the first time I ever went on vacation that as long as I can remember in June. And we went to, you know, of course, the week we left, we went to the Keys, and it was beautiful weather, you know, that week. And I think they got out three or four trips during that week, three or four days that they, you know, the charter guys went out. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, we last year, we only ran one charter the whole month of June. I mean, it was terrible. It was terrible. And, you know, they made the season, what, was 107 days this year or something like that.
Yeah,
so that's
107.
I mean, you know, that would kind of be the blessing. But otherwise, you know, if we just had a regular two-month season, you know, we'd be in trouble. So if that continued, you know, the whole month of June, be blown out.
Well, all right, Jeff. Well, I'm gonna let you get back to feeling bad, and I'm sorry you're not feeling good this morning. If somebody wants to call you, throw your number out there. They can reach you, man, and even get in touch with you about Casey's fuel dock too. All that over there.
Yes, sir. 979-417-1013. Just give us a call anytime. Anything you need, questions, whatever, just give me a call.
You got it, man. Jeff, you have a good day, and sorry you're feeling bad. Take care.
No problem. Thanks,
Nick. All right, brother. Later. All right, that's Captain Jeff Naylor over at Freeport. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:35 here in the Bayou City on a Sunday morning. All right, let's go check in with Captain Blaine Fryermuth this morning. He's up and at 'em, ready to roll. Good morning, Blaine.
Hello, Mickey, and everyone out there that's listening in.
What's up, man?
Well, this will be my, I guess, sixth or seventh day in a row, and fishing's been good up here on my end.
Yeah, well, that's good.
You wait on the incoming tide. When the tide starts coming in, the fish start biting. But yesterday was a little bit slower for me, but I don't know why, but the tide really didn't start moving up there where I was at till about 10 o'clock. That made for a long morning with no bites. And we were using live shrimp and not catching anything except gaff tops. Gaff tops moved in about 4 days ago. Now I got to deal with
that.
Yeah,
what I was telling Plog. I said, yeah, them gaffies done showed up on Blaine, man. They're dealing him fits till the trout start biting.
Well, that throws a wrench in the whole deal because you don't ever know. I mean, how can you catch a million gaff top in 2 foot of water? That's what I want to understand. I don't get it.
Because there's millions of them.
Yeah,
they're everywhere. There's millions of them.
How can you market those things? We need to figure out how to do something with them, make cat food or something.
Well, there's got to be some kind of market for them.
But anyway, I'm fishing upstream with all this wind. And, you know, yesterday the wind did calm down for a little while. I mean, it went dead flat.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? They were calling for it, too.
Yeah. But it's not flat right now. Wow, it's kicking up right now.
It is. And they called for that yesterday in the forecast. And
Wow, man,
how can it be okay today, you know, calm down for today, and then tomorrow it's going to scream. And
I know.
I don't know, maybe that's why the tide,
because the wind laid down, the tide slowed down, because we didn't have that real strong incoming like we've been having the past 4 or 5 days.
See, it was supposed to be, you were supposed to get like a 1.6 coming off a negative 0.01. It should have been rolling.
Well, it didn't where I was fishing, but I was fishing all the bays upstream, you know, Burnett Bay, Crystal, and Scott Bay. I was fishing all that stuff, but man, it just didn't come in like it's been coming in. Every day when I launch at Thompson's, the tide's 2 foot below normal, and then when I get in, it's up in the parking lot. It's it's a over a 2 foot exchange of water,
right?
You know, in a 6 hour period. But our fish has been good, catching a lot of trout. It's been just however many you want to catch. I don't like beating up on them. Once we catch, you know, a good batch and everybody's had a good time, I go for other things. I'm headed for redfish and all right. the other junk that's out there. But our trout's good. There's a lot of 15 to 20 inches, I guess, you know, right in that slot. You know, I didn't hardly catch any throwbacks this whole week. Just all, you know, perfect size. Caught one big one this week, one big trout, which it didn't big anymore.
I saw
anymore.
That. You sent me a picture. That was a nice fish. Looked like about a 6 pounder.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, but I'm still having trouble with the redfish, Mickey. I just can't get, I know they're there, but I just can't get on them. And just same old thing. How can you catch all the little ones, 18 inches, and then you catch 4, 5, or 6 oversized, 30 to 40 inches, and no in-betweens? That's just doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. But I think the same thing happened last year, if I remember right. We weren't catching hardly any slot reds.
Struggling on slots, struggling on them.
They just blasted in. But anyway, we had a good time. We had one day when we threw artificials, and it was just as good. But with bait, those fish kind of, they start up, and you can get a few here, a few there, and all of a sudden they go off like crazy, and then they right. start tapering back off. And if you hit that point with artificials when they're going off, it's every cast with anything you throw out there. So, and most of the places I'm fishing is like 2 to 4 foot of water over shell.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but it's still pretty close to the ship channel. You're still getting pretty good tide ripping through there. But even back there in the back end of the bays back there, the tide moves pretty good. You know, has been till yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened yesterday. But anyway, we struggled.
Don't ask me to explain it.
Well, our fish went off yesterday at 10 o'clock, and that's tough. You know, and plus it was hot, and you're not getting any bites going. I hit 20 spots yesterday and just couldn't get a bite anywhere. So what do you do? You just got to wait on them.
Yeah.
Well, today,
wait on your bite window.
What's the wind blowing out there on the open bay right now? I know you probably read it off. I wasn't listening in this morning.
Yeah, I'll do a quick update here. Let's see what we got. It's 17 to 22 due south.
See,
offshore that's it's south. 20 to 25 now. They are calling for 40 plus mile an hour wind gust today.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, got one of my buddies, Kyle Doogie, coming in from College Station this morning. Saw his friends, they're making the drive down. I hope for their sake that they bite early. We'll see, but
I'm
gonna try something different. I'm gonna try something a little different today, Mickey. I know it's cheating, but I'm gonna get me some Kroger's today and see if that'll step it up.
Come on now.
Yeah, you know, just a dollar a piece. That's all. See what? Maybe
they're only
on
a dollar a piece. Get you about 12 dozen of them. Get on with it.
What we do to
$144 to catch 3 trout.
Oh yeah. No, I'm really trying to get them to see if these redfish will do something different for me, you know, with a little something different to look at. Because shrimp definitely isn't working, and artificials. I've thrown the spoons and tails and everything you can throw to catch a redfish, and I can't get them. Cannot get them going.
Well, yeah. I'm with you on that. That's hearing
well,
a lot of that all up and down the coast, you know.
Yeah. No way I'm going to get out of the open bay today. Even going out there to that island out there on the very end, I don't think I can make it out there. It's going to be too rough. So I have to duck in and fish up here, up in the ship channel.
Well, at least you got a place to get out of it and you can catch
well,
something.
Well, there it is. I mean, all spring long, it's been great. And then we got that big dump from Lake Houston dumped into the San Jacinto River, and we lost them all. It pushed them all somewhere. Mm-hmm. I know that Lepore was real good and on that side, but now that salt water's coming back. But the shrimper told me yesterday that the Trinity River freshwater's getting him out there now. And he said it's really bad. It's 2 parts per 1,000 at Thompson's. So
ooh, that's
the live
bait
shrimp. No, what happens is they get the shrimp out there in the ship channel where it's salty. Then they got to go back 8 or 10 miles through fresh water to get back to Thompson's. So their live well pump is pumping fresh water. You know, that fresh water's on top. And so they're losing a bunch of their shrimp now. It's tough. Tough for everything. Yep. But anyway, We'll see how things go. But it's been good every day. I can say that this week, despite the backside of the full moon, which I hate, has been really good fishing. But it's all when that tide starts coming
timing.
In. That's when they start biting. And when that tide slows down, that's the end of it. You got about a 2-hour window to catch them. And otherwise, you'd never even know there's a fish there. You would never know that there's fish because you're not going to get a bite unless that perfect little two-hour window. That's it. So, story of my life. The CCA tournament's starting to kick in pretty soon here. I got a lot of dads calling to bring their kids down, so that's always fun.
It's getting that time, man.
They need to get
their bookings in.
Yeah, the bookings are good for off the star term. That helps me out a lot. But you're dealing with the kids and trying to catch sheephead and drum and gaff top and a tagged red. That's what we're all shooting for, but you know how that goes. How many years you and I have been doing it? I know I saw one of your customers catch a tagged red one time, and he wasn't in the tournament.
Hey, boats. Remember that monster school of reds we were on out there? And you're on one side of them, and I'm on the other in open water, and we're just pouring the coals to them. And everybody in both boats are in the tournament except that one guy and everybody catches it.
And what I remember his wife was signed up and he wasn't, and then the fight started in the boat about
come on with it.
And they called the star tournament director or somebody while they're doing all this, and they said, "What do you get if you catch a tag red and you're not signed up?" They said, "Well, we'll give you a hat. That's what you'll get." So
there you
then
go.
The fight got worse on the boat then. But remember, he threw it back. We tried and tried. We could never catch him again, you know, after you're sitting around picture taking and everything.
He wanted to keep it. I said, no. That fish is going back in this school right here. Well, why? I said, because we may catch it again.
Yeah, and probably
will. I said,
if
we don't catch it again today, I know my customers the rest of the summer might have a shot at that fish.
Yeah, that's it.
They were giving away. Remember, we were running those big 24 Lagunas for Louisville Marine, and that's what they were giving away that year.
Yep.
24-foot Laguna Sea Ray with twin 200s on it.
Yeah, Louisville Home sponsored us with those boats. That was awesome.
Yeah, those were nice boats, man.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're just struggling through it. I'm expecting things to pick up. I don't even know what the tides are going to do today. I didn't listen to you this morning. I didn't get up early enough to listen in, I'll figure it out.
You're sitting on that low again. You're not the high tide in Galveston didn't until noon, 11:49.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 1.5, so you're going to start off slow again, it looks like.
That settles it. I'm going to have a very bad morning, I can tell you. I know what happened yesterday. I couldn't understand it, but that's just the way fishing is. When you got millions of fish in one spot and acres of them, and you can't get a bite. So that's just, you know, that's the story of our life. How many times when early on we would start out before daylight and fish until dark just to see if they're going to bite. That's when
we didn't have all this,
scientific stuff.
Prime times and all this scientific data that we have now. We just had to go fish it out and go, well, they're biting about 10 o'clock. Then you get a pattern on them, then the moon phase had changed, and then it was early bite or a late bite. You just got to be there when they go off, man.
We didn't have GPSs, and we didn't have cell phones for a long, long
time.
Had
nothing.
In our career.
Had nothing.
How did we get by without those cell phones? Would we have CB radios and VHF radios? What we had?
Yeah, VHF. That's a fact. Well, good news is Lake Livingston lake level is about 3 inches from being normal, so they've cut it back from 53,000 yesterday to 38,473 today. So,
but the damage is already done. Mickey.
Damage is already done. Yep.
We're done. When that shrimper told me yesterday what was going on, he said, "I'm getting Trinity River water over here at Five Mile Pass." I said,
"Oh, yeah." And I can look at my shoreline yesterday, and you could smell that fresh water. You know, with that
liquid mud.
In. Yep.
Boy.
Like the song says, it's too late, the damage is done.
I don't know how many times you and I have been doing our whole life, but we've been pushed around by fresh water forever, it seems like to me.
We have. We learned fish around it. I mean, hey, it's made us better fishermen because of it.
It's a lot easier when it's calm, though, Mickey, when you can run and go somewhere. But now, man, we're cooped up. We don't have many places to go now. We can't get out of it.
Tied down. And it makes for a miserable ride if you're going to change bays. And, well, it's hard to do in this kind of wind. You just got to trailer around and commit to one area and fish it out.
Yep.
But when it's calm, you can do that. I get fed up with everything going on up our way, and I'll take off and run down in James's backyard, him and Hillman's, go harass them.
How many times we leave from the old Crawley's bait camp and go all the way to Fat Rat and jump out and start
our rollover? We'd go way behind rollover in the dark and then run back to Crawley's in the dark at night.
I remember one night when you and I came back in the fog from rollover all the way back to Crawley's in Cedar Bio, and it was foggy the whole way, and we nailed it. We had was a car. There wasn't no GPS's or none of that.
No GPS, buddy. We'd take turns driving, and one guy'd look behind us and watch the wake, make sure we weren't hooking any, staying on course.
Yeah.
Good old days. That one pile of hogs laying in the floor, too, on stringers.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Remember that one night we were coming across, and it was dark, but one of the wells wasn't lit up out there around Old Yellow, and we missed that thing by about 20 yards.
Yeah.
I don't like running at night for me. I don't do that.
No, I don't do it anymore. You know, my eyes are still good. I have good vision, but, at nighttime, it's not as good as it used to be. It's not as sharp. But I don't like running in the dark. There's just too much. Man, look at all those abandoned wells out there, and they're not even lit up anymore. You know, they usually had those solar panel lights on them where they would blink all night. You know, every so many seconds you'd get a light blink on top of them.
Oh, yeah.
So you could keep it.
I told you that they took the ferry landing out here at Morgan's Point. You know, the old ferry landing that came from
right
Hog
where
Island,
the rocks came up out of the water there at the edge of the channel.
All those rocks.
Yeah.
They picked them all up. They had a giant crane of something, some kind of like, it's a utensil for picking up giant rocks and concrete and stuff.
Right.
It had big old jaws on it and a giant crane, and they were picking it up and dumping it over in a barge. And in 2 days, they had all the ferry landing gone, and I guess most of the roadbed, because I guess they're widening the ship channel. And
the old Hog Island ferry, you know, the Hog Island bridge. It went across Tabs, and then you got on Alexander Island there, or whatever it's called, or Hog Island.
Yeah.
And then you had the ferry landing that took you over to Morgan's Point. Remember when we were little kids, they had that, and that old roadbed was laying on the bottom there, all those big old giant squares of concrete that everybody drove their cars on. They subsided and fell off, and, boy, that was some good fishing at times along that roadbed, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, my whole life I fished there on those rocks with popping pork and shrimp and caught a million redfish right there and trout.
I wonder if anybody ever hit those rocks at night. I always used to worry about that, people going through the one-mile cut.
Yeah, I saw a guy hit it with a high tide one day, hit a Grady White with twin motors, and he hit that box, and all you could see was oil coming up behind the boat where it knocked the lower units off or whatever. I don't know what happened for sure, but it wasn't good. But
yeah, that was definitely a hazard.
We don't have to worry about that anymore.
So. Well, I always like to use that for reference on seeing how high the tide was and for current going around it when I'd run past
it. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Times are changing. They're cleaning everything up. We're not going to have anything. Well, we got plenty of structure out there as far. How many surface acres of water have we lost in just the last 10 years to dredging projects?
Well, there's nothing left in Tabs Bay now. You ought to see the new levee they built out there. They took in another probably 500 acres or more. They took in more than that.
It's more than that.
Yeah. So, anyway, it pushes them somewhere else. I guess it pushes them to Port O'Connor. That's where it pushes them to. I don't know.
Push them to Charlie, to Matagorda, man. Lynn Smith and Charlie licking their chops down there.
Yeah. Yeah, if we can live about 15 more years, Mickey, we'll have some big trout again.
Well, hopefully so.
You've got, but the numbers are back, though. I will tell you this: the numbers are there.
Yeah, we're slowly creeping up on our numbers. We're doing good. Yeah. We can just get a good weather and environmental break and everything else where we can get some really good fish growing again in this bay. Because this bay used to be really good on big fish, and it can be again.
Someday.
Someday. You bet.
Yeah.
Hope we get one more shot at them, Blaine.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
All right.
I'm going to give them a shot today, Mickey. I'm fixing to get my bait here and go do my thing.
Where do you go get your bait?
I'm at the bait barn this morning because they got the best croakers around here.
What's that called? Bill's?
Boyd. It used to be called Bill's. It's called the bait barn. If you want croakers, you go to Boyd's or you go over here to the bait barn. The bait barn is just a little bit closer for me, but I get them. When I get croakers a lot, I go down to Texas City and get them at Boyd's quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try this croaker thing. Let's see what happens. I'm going to be the guinea pig this morning and see what happens here.
Oh, real quick before I let you go, you remember Doug Dillon and George Fonticus? They used to fish with me all the time.
Yeah.
Well, Doug's son, James, he posted up an old picture from like 2006. I used to take them. Every Friday after Thanksgiving, it was a family thing, and Doug would book it, and we'd all go wade somewhere. And I was looking at those fish hanging over the side of my Kenner, and I know how wide, you know, my side of my boat is, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. And we just called those solid fish back then.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Oh, I know it. It's, old
memories.
We thought it was never going to end, but it did.
Yeah, I'm telling you. All right. Well, man,
croaker
up and shrimp up and get your hoppomatics and your croaks and get that check.
I'm going to be a hero today. I'm going to win today.
Yeah, you're either going to be a hero or zero. I hope it's the better for you. Anyway.
I'll let you know. I'll give you a call.
All right. If somebody wants to call you about coming fishing with you, Blaine, give them a number, buddy.
Call me at 713-703-6656. Appreciate
you, man. All right, man. See you, buddy. Later. All right. That's Blaine Frymood getting after it this morning. Well, before we go to break, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the CCA Texas Star. That's right around the corner. That's going to fire up next weekend, and it'll run from Memorial Day through Labor Day all summer long. And it's brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships, and that's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish. They'll be released shortly in Texas inshore waters, and you can fish for other species inshore like gafftop, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the Star Tournament brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, sign up today.